The fourth parak of our Masechta begins enough Lamed Beis Lamed Beis by teaching us Ein Bein Hamuda Norma Chaveroi Lamuda Hamena Machel. There is no difference whether somebody studies may not have any Hanor from his from someone else versus if he said he won't have Hanor Smeichel from him. Ela Drisus Haregel. The only nafkamina is, can I walk in to that other person's property? If I'm muda hano, I may not. If I'm muda machal, I may. And kelim she'en oisim oichel nefesh. And kelim that I use for oichel nefesh, muda machal is permitted. Kelim that are not oichel nefesh, muda machal are permitted, muda hano is not. And the Mishnah and the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, in explaining the Mishnah, says Hamuda Mach Mechaveroi. The Mishnah continued teaching us that if Hamuda Mach from someone else, Lo Yishyanu, I may not borrow from him any different type of kalim that are in any way related to the preparation of food. Ask the Gemara, but why am I prohibited from borrowing any kalim that are in any way related to food? Ask the Gemara min machel noder. I only said that I won't have hanos meichel, not kalim. Omer, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, to which Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, ba'oy me hanos machel chalai. Since he said hanos machelcha, it means that I want to assert not just the food, but anything that's in used in preparation of food. Ask the Gemara, yes, by adding the words hano machil cholai, not just saying the word machlolai. I'm coming to add something with those additional words. But Ema, maybe what I mean to add with those initial words is shloyilas chitin, that I may not chew grain. That's what I'm coming to add. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, but Omer Hano Hamvil De Machil Chalai. When I said, what I meant here was to say Hano Hamvil De Machil Chalai. And we see from here that when I use the words Hano Hamvil De Machil Chalai, it doesn't mean only food, it means anything that could bring to food. That the definition now is much more expanded. And that definition includes anything that could bring, that could be bring to food. So the question that's based on this Gemara, there's a chiddush that the Shailos HaTshuvos Hilchos Ketanos extrapolates from this Gemara, that when it comes to Mishloach Manos on Purim, I don't necessarily have to give food. I could give anything. I could give money, or I could give other items that could be sold and be used for food. The Gilyoni, the Trumas Hadeshen, disagrees. Trumas Hadeshen says that we could only use actual food items for Shloach Manos. And the Gilyoni Hashas from Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says that he doesn't understand the raya of the Hilchos Ketanos. He says, because let's look at the wording of our Gemara. The Gemara is saying that our Mishnah did not just say the word machal. He said hano hamevil de machal. And because, as we explained, he used these extra words of hano hamevil de machal, we say that he means not only food itself, but he means anything that could bring to food, and that's why it's much more of a broader list. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. And from here we see that anything else is not included in Michael. And that's why, if anything, he doesn't understand the Hilchas Ketanis Raya. Actually, if we look in the wording of the Rambam, if we look in the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, they all speak about food. They don't speak about things that could be brought to food. But actually, this question, this very important machloikis of the Hilchas Ketanis and the Hilchas Ketanis and the Trumas Hadeshen, if to be Yotzei Shalach Manos, we have to use only food items, or we could even use different items, certainly items that could easily be transferred into food. Of course, the best example would be money, is really connected to a much more fundamental shaila. And that is, what is the reason for Shalach Manos? And the Trumas Hadeshen says, and the Trumas Hadeshen now is very much Lishitasai, says that the reason for Shalach Manos is that people, Purim is a day of Mishta V'Simcha, and since it's a day of Mishta V'Simcha, we want that people should have an adequate amount of food and drink to have on Purim, and that's why the way we could assure that is by sending Shalach Manos. The Manos Halevi, that's from Rav Shlomo Alkabatz, the one that composed the Lecha Doidi, he says that Haman said in the Megillah, in describing Klal Yisrael, that we're Am, Mefuzer Mefoyred Ben Amin, we're a people that's divided. So we want to show that Baruch Hashem, we don't have that issue, that on the contrary, we're people that love each other and get along very well with each other. And that's why, how do we show that? By sending each other gifts. So it seems that this is exactly the shaila. If we'll say that Shalach Manos is because of making sure that one should have for the Sudas Purim, so you have to send food that could be actually used at the Sudas Purim. And therefore, according to this Trumas Hadeshen, not only should you only send food for Shalach Manos, you should be careful to send food that can be used. It would be nice to send food that can be used for the Sudas Purim. If it's because of Hava V'Achva, then you don't necessarily maybe have to send food. There are a number of obvious nafkaminas between these two pshatim. One is, what if I send somebody Shalach Manos and he doesn't want to accept it? If we're going to say that the reason, and the Rama actually paskins, that I'm yoytze mitzvah Shalach Manos if I send Shalach Manos to someone and he declines to accept it. Why? Because if we're going to learn like the Manos Halevi, that the reason for Shalach Manos is to be Mabra, Sholem V'Reyes, so the fact that I sent somebody Shalach Manos, that created that proper feeling between us. The fact that he does or doesn't use it is immaterial. If, however, the reason for Shalach Manos is that he should have for the Sudas Purim, if he declines, then he doesn't have it for the Sudas Purim, and I wasn't yoytz the mitzvah Shalach Manos. Or, if I send Shalach Manos anonymously, if we'll say it's because of the Trumas Hadeshen's reason that a person should have for Sudas Purim, so now he has for the Sudas Purim. If we're going to say that it's in order to create this good feeling of Ava V'Achva, if you don't know who sent you the gift, then nothing has been accomplished by sending Shalach Manos, that the person who's receiving it doesn't know what he's receiving. So, as I said, This machloikis, if you could send shalachmanis, not specifically food, machloikis of the Hilchas Ketanis that says you may, using our Gemara as one of the rayas, and the Trumas Hadeshin says that you may not. There are Paiskim that want to suggest that women may send non-food items. Why? Because, as we know, the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amun Aleph, says that when it comes to Simchas Yontif, how does one fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontif? Says the Gemara, Anoshim Beroy Lahem B'Yayim. For Noshim Beroy Lahem B'Bigdei Tzvoinim, women in Bavel B'Bigdei Tzvoinim, or Be'eretz Yisrael B'Bigdei Pishtan. So we see that the Gemara over there already establishes that there's a difference between what is considered simcha by a man and simcha by a woman. And therefore, it could be that by a woman, where the Gemara already establishes that there's a different definition than by men, we could be, some Paiskim want to suggest, a little more lenient. In fact, there are interesting minhagim. Earlier in our shir, we quoted that Rav Shlomo Alkabatz holds that Mishalach Manas is to be Mar Ba'ava V'Achva V'Sholem V'Reyes. And actually the first person that, one of the first that we find ever did Shalach Manas without food is Rav Shlomo Alkabatz. Because the Sefer Menois HaLevi is a sefer that he wrote as a gift to his prospective father-in-law for Shalach Manas for Purim. And there are other situations that we find that Paiskim, that the Paiskim suggest that people sent Sforim for Shalach Manas. Those rayas are not really compelling rayas, because it doesn't say anywhere that the sefer was the only thing that was used for Shalach Manas. It could be that they were Mekayim Mitzvah Shalach Manas with food, as is the simple psak in Halacha. And then they also gave extra gifts, but it doesn't necessarily say anywhere that they didn't give food for Shalach Manas. The question really comes down to, what is the definition of the word manos? Does the word manos only mean food? Or does the word manos could it mean any gift, and therefore would not have to be shalach manos? Clearly, l'chatchila, one has to give food. It could be that, as we said, the giving of by women is easier, as we just explained. And it could be also that if you're not going to be able to give food, the best thing to do is give money, because money is the easiest item that could be transferred to food. La'aloch l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah at Siman Tov Reish Tzadikei Sifkotin Yotes paskins that one should give minei oichlim, specifically give food, and not any other items.